The Synthesis of Yoga, Sri Aurobindo, page 862, chapter 24, The Supramental Sense. All the instruments, all the activities of the mind, have their corresponding powers in the action of the supramental energy, and are there exalted and transfigured, but have there a reverse order of priority and necessary importance. As there is a supramental thought and essential consciousness, so too there is a supramental sense. Sense is fundamentally not the action of certain physical organs, but the contact of consciousness with its objects, samjana. When the consciousness of the being is withdrawn wholly into itself, it is aware only of itself, of its own being, its own consciousness, its own delight of existence, its own concentrated force of being, and of these things, not in their forms, but in their essence. When it comes out of this self-immersion, it becomes aware of, or it releases, or develops out of its self-immersion, its activities and forms of being, of consciousness, of delight, and force. Then, too, on the supramental plane, its primary awareness still remains of a kind native to and entirely characteristic of the self-awareness of the spirit, the self-knowledge of the one and infinite. It is a knowledge that knows all its objects, forms, and activities comprehensively by being aware of them in its own infinite self, intimately by being aware in them as their self, absolutely by being aware of them as one in self with its own being. All its other ways of knowledge are projected from this knowledge by identity, are parts or movements of it, or at the lowest, depend on it for their truth and light, are touched and supported by it even in their own separate way of action, and refer back to it overtly or implicitly as their authority and origin. The activity which is nearest to this essential knowledge by identity is the large embracing consciousness, especially characteristic of the supramental energy, which takes into itself all truth and idea and object of knowledge and sees them at once in their essence, totality, and parts or aspects, vijnana. Its movement is a total seeing and seizing. It is a comprehension and possession in the self of knowledge. And it holds the object of consciousness as a part of this self or one with it, the unity being spontaneously and directly realized in the act of knowledge. Another supramental activity puts the knowledge by identity more into the background and stresses more the objectivity of the thing known. Its characteristic movement descending into the mind becomes the source of the peculiar nature of our mental knowledge, intelligence, prajnana. In the mind, the action of intelligence involves, at the outset, separation and otherness between the knower, knowledge, and the known. But in the supermind, its movement still takes place in the infinite identity, or at least in the cosmic oneness. Only the self of knowledge indulges the delight of putting the object of consciousness away from the more immediate nearness of the original and eternal unity, but always in itself, and of knowing it again in another way so as to establish with it a variety of relations of interaction, which are so many minor chords in the harmony of the play of the consciousness. The movement of this supramental intelligence, prajnana, becomes a subordinate, a tertiary action of the supramental for the fullness of which thought and word are needed. The primary action, because it is of the nature of knowledge by identity, or of a comprehensive seizing in the consciousness, is complete in itself, and has no need of these means of formulation. The supramental intelligence is of the nature of a truth-seeing, truth-hearing, and truth-remembering, and though capable of being sufficient to itself in a certain way, still feels itself more richly fulfilled by the thought and word that give it a body of expression. Finally, a fourth action of the supramental consciousness completes the various possibilities of the supramental knowledge. This still farther accentuates the objectivity of the thing known, puts it away from the station of experiencing consciousness, and again brings it to nearness by a uniting contact effected either in a direct nearness, touch, union, or less closely across the bridge, or through the connecting stream of consciousness, of which there has already been mention. It is a contacting of existence, presences, things, forms, forces, activities, but a contacting of them in the stuff of the supramental being and energy, not in the divisions of matter and through the physical instruments, that creates the supramental sense, samjnana. It is a little difficult to make the nature of the supramental sense understood to a mentality not yet familiar with it by enlarged experience, because our idea of sense action is governed by the limiting experience of the physical mind, and we suppose that the fundamental thing in it is the impression made by an external object on the physical organ of sight, hearing, smell, touch, taste, and that business of the mind, the present central organ of our consciousness, is only to receive the physical impression and its nervous translation, and so become intelligently conscious of the object. In order to understand the supramental change, we have to realize first that the mind is the only real sense, even in the physical process. Its dependence on the physical impressions is the result of the conditions of the material evolution, but not a thing fundamental and indispensable. Mind is capable of a sight that is independent of the physical eye, a hearing that is independent of the physical ear, and so with the action of all the other senses. It is capable, too, of an awareness operating by what appears to us as mental impressions, of things not conveyed or even suggested by the agency of the physical organs, an opening to relations, happenings, forms, even and the action of forces to which the physical organs could not have borne evidence. Then, becoming aware of these rarer powers, we speak of the mind as a sixth sense, but in fact it is the only true sense organ, and the rest are no more than its outer conveniences and secondary instruments, although by its dependence on them they have become its limitations and its two imperative and exclusive conveyors. Again, we have to realize, and this is more difficult to admit for our normal ideas in the matter, that the mind itself is only the characteristic instrument of sense. But the thing itself, sense in its purity, samjnana, exists behind and beyond the mind it uses, and is a movement of the self, a direct and original activity of the infinite power of its consciousness. The pure action of sense is a spiritual action, and pure sense is itself a power of the spirit. The spiritual sense is capable of knowing in its own characteristic way, which is other than that of supramental thought, or of the intelligence, or spiritual comprehension, vijnana, or knowledge by identity. All things whatsoever, things material, and what is to us immaterial, all forms, and that which is formless. For all is spiritual substance of being, substance of consciousness and force, substance of delight, and the spiritual sense, pure samjnana, is the conscious being's contactual, substantial awareness of its own extended substance of self, and in it, of all that is of the infinite or universal substance. It is possible for us not only to know by conscious identity, by a spiritual comprehension of self, of principles and aspects, force, play, and action, by a direct spiritual, supramental, and intuitive thought knowledge, by the heart's spiritually and supramentally illumined feeling, love, delight, but also to have in a very literal significance the sense knowledge or sensation, of the spirit, the self, the divine, the infinite. The state described by the Upanishad in which one sees, hears, feels, touches, senses in every way the Brahman and the Brahman only, for all things have become to the consciousness only that, and have no other separate or independent existence, is not a mere figure of speech, but the exact description of the fundamental action of the pure sense, the spiritual object of the pure samjnana. And in this original action, to our experience, a transfigured, glorified, infinitely blissful action of the sense, a direct feeling out, inward, around, everywhere of the self to embrace and touch and be sensible of all that is in its universal being, we can become aware in a most moving and delightful way of the infinite and of all that is in it, cognizant, by intimate contact of our being with all being, of whatever is in the universe. The action of the supramental sense is founded on this true truth of sense. It is an organization of this pure spiritual infinite absolute samjnana. The supermind, acting through sense, feels all as God and in God, all as the manifest touch, sight, hearing, taste, perfume, all as the felt, seen, directly experienced substance and power and energy and movement, play, penetration, vibration, form, nearness, pressure, substantial interchange of the infinite. Nothing exists independently to its sense, but all is felt as one being and movement, and each thing as indivisible from the rest, and as having in it all the infinite, all the divine. This supramental sense has the direct feeling and experience not only of forms, but of forces, and of the energy and the quality in things, and of a divine substance and presence, which is within them and round them, and into which they open and expand themselves in their secret, subtle self and elements, extending themselves in oneness into the illimitable. Nothing to the supramental sense is really finite. It is founded on a feeling of all in each and of each in all. Its sense definition, although more precise and complete than the mental, creates no walls of limitation. It is an oceanic and ethereal sense in which all particular sense knowledge and sensation is a wave or movement or spray or drop that is yet a concentration of the whole ocean and inseparable from the ocean. Its action is a result of the extension and vibration of being and consciousness in a supra-ethereal ether of light, ether of power, ether of bliss, the Ananda Akasha of the Upanishads, which is the matrix and continent of the universal expression of the self. Here in body and mind, experienced only in limited extensions and vibrations, and the medium of its true experience. This sense, even at its lowest power, is luminous with a revealing light that carries in it the secret of the thing it experiences, and can, therefore, be a starting point and basis of all the rest of the supramental knowledge. The supramental thought, spiritual intelligence and comprehension, conscious identity, and on its highest plane, or at its fullest intensity of action, it opens into or contains, and at once liberates these things. It is strong, with a luminous power that carries in it the force of self-realization, and an intense or infinite effectiveness. And this sense experience can therefore be the starting point of impulsion for a creative or fulfilling action of the spiritual and supramental will and knowledge. It is rapturous with a powerful and luminous delight that makes of all sense and sensation, a key to or a vessel of the divine and infinite Ananda. Pausing in this chapter at bottom of page 866.